Okay, my friends. So, are you going back to school?
Yeah.
Are you going to school for the very first time? If you're going to preschool or kindergarten or first grade or second grade or even, I guess, third grade or fourth grade or whatever grade you're going to, you should probably start thinking right now about how you're going to be in school. Are you ready to start it? So let's talk about some of the stuff that goes on when you do.
Like, maybe you should start when you get there by saying, "Hello, school."
Hello, school. That's the name of the book today. It was written, words and pictures, by Priscilla Burris. And it's read today by Mommy and...
Potato.
Potato?
Potato.
Mommy and Potato.
Potato, potato, potato.
When we open the book, we see a little girl going into school and she says,
"Hello, school."
And school starts and they are welcomed. It says, "We are welcomed." And we see a boy who says,
"Hi, I'm Kevin."
"Hi, I'm Melinda."
And then there's another little girl who doesn't know that Kevin and Melinda are there because she's got a rock in her hands. And she says,
"Hi, little rock."
Mm-hmm.
Talking to
her. Well, everything is new. Our teacher is new to us, and we are new to her. And we can see a whole bunch of kids, and they are all introducing themselves and talking about it. And the first little boy says,
"New crayons are my favorite thing."
Another one says,
"Orange is my favorite."
Another says,
"Mrs. Friend is my favorite."
She must be the teacher. And then another little boy says,
"Can every color be my favorite?"
Rainbow.
Yeah. Well, there's also a place for everything. For our stuff and for us.
"Hello, Cubby,"
says the little boy. He's got to take his stuff and put it in a cubby. Now, here's a fun thing. When you get older, you might have a desk to put your things at. And when you get even older, you might have a locker to put things in.
Mm-hmm. They must be going into kindergarten, because when I was in kindergarten, there were cubbies.
Yep. Or when you were in preschool, there was also cubbies. Yeah.
"I'm named after my uncle," says one little boy.
"I just love my name,"
says a little girl. And their names are on the table, so they know where to sit down. It's circle time. We sing our good morning song. And there they all are singing, good morning, hello and how are you? And it does look like a lot of fun. Do you know, I have never stopped doing that. And I'm way out of school, but I still sing the good morning song. We listen up, so let's put on our listening ears.
She's holding up a giant ear.
The teacher has a really big ear in her hands. And the little girl looks at it and says,
"That looks like my grandpa's ear."
Yep. Their poor grandpa must have a really big ear. We learn when we listen.
"Then I saw a spider and it was this big."
And we don't interrupt.
"I saw one so big it touched the sky."
We also don't say things that are
not true.
Not true, right? Whenever we say something to someone, we want to run it through our brain and say, is what I'm about to say true?
Noble and good.
Mm-hmm. Is it helpful? And
is it true?
Yeah. Is it good? Is it true? Is it helpful? Snack time. We say thank you and we are good helpers. So here they all are and they're serving snacks to each other. Here comes the boy and he says, "It's cookie time." And the other boy says, "My daddy's a cookie monster." And the little girls are looking at the cookies.
Which one should I pick?
Oh, yum.
Uh-oh, what happened?
Oops.
Yeah.
He dropped his cookies.
Yep, he
He tossed his cookies.
My mom says that's the way the cookies crumble.
Yep. That's the way the cookie crumbles. And it is. That's one crumbly cookie, don't you think? I've got a big mess it made on the floor. Now, fall is here. It gets cold outside, but we stay warm inside. And now they're talking.
Do you think it will snow?
Mm-hmm.
Looks like it's snowing leaves.
Nature rocks. We look, we listen, and we explore.
Squirrels store food.
Let's pretend we're squirrels. Only if you share your acorns. So at school, you will also get to go outside, right? And you will get to see nature.
Play all day.
And
play.
Learn about leaves and squirrels play, or whatever play, animals are out there. And then you can even take that nature inside. And counting is fun. So you get to use it for math. We can see here that each of the kids has got an acorn to go with a number. And they're learning to count those numbers. Do you want to do?
4 is 1 more than 3.
Mm-hmm. And the girl who has 6 acorns says, I have the most. Well, hooray for recess. We swing, we slide, we soar.
Look at me. You can fly.
Let's make the biggest leaf pile in the whole world, says the kids as they're gathering up the leaves. They're outside playing on the playground. And they're swinging and they're climbing and it's just so much fun. I mean, this looks like the most fun ever, doesn't it? And then in quiet time, we read and we rest and we nest. So here they can see, they've been learning about nature. They've been learning that bears hibernate. Do you know what that means?
Yeah, they sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Like this.
Yep, and they go to sleep during the winter time. So the kids are all pretending to do that. And then one of the little girls has yelled at the teacher and says, Miss Friend, Kevin is hibernating too loud. Because he has actually fallen asleep. He's not pretending to be a hibernating bear. He's really hibernating. Then we also can learn our letters. Letters make words, and we make rhymes. Can you read this rhyme?
We found a baby bat in our attic.
Yeah, bat, at... Cat, hat, they all rhyme.
Lucky, was it cute?
And then another little girl is dressed up like a cat to go with her cat word.
I'm Marmalade. I'm a marmalade cat.
Mm-hmm. And then for hat, we've got some kids with hats on, and they say...
Do you like my hat?
I do!
Mm-hmm. And we are all artists in our own way. Pumpkins are fun to draw. Mine is so cute.
I messed mine up.
But now it's great.
Hooray!
Yeah, and we can see how the teacher has set out supplies for them to be able to draw. And sometimes when you're drawing something, you don't make it look just right the very first time. And you can start to think, oh no, I can't do this. But here's an important thing to learn. If at first you don't succeed, try again. And that means if you didn't get it right the first time, don't give up, right? Keep going. Continue to work on it because you might be able to fix it or make it better. And when we say our goodbyes to our teacher and to our friends, we also think about what we're thankful for, right? And we say, bye-bye, new best friend. And it was the best day ever. And?
Want to play on my new swing set?
Oh, how nice to be invited to someone's house to play. And we say goodbye to our school.
Bye, school.
We'll be back.
We'll be back.
And so that is for all of our friends who are starting school for the very first time. And a trip down memory lane for those who already have. And it is also the end.